Well, good morning. We're glad that you're here this morning. It is Tuesday, November 17th. It's hard to believe. It's a little over a week to Thanksgiving. So much going on. I was just talking to Laura, one of our students, and it's the week before finals now. We're moving into finals. So it's a good time to do a little practice this morning. So as always, our computer guidelines is keep yourself muted during the practice. Your video is on or off, it's up to you. Do you have any questions or comments or whatever, type them in the chat. We'll keep an eye on that. Laura will keep an eye on that for us. And then we will end at 10:15 this morning. And as always, our practice guidelines, just find a quiet and restful place. Make sure you can hear my voice this morning. If there's others with you, invite them to join us. Everyone is always welcome. And this is just a short 15-minute practice just to kind of be and be together. So this morning, Doug Gentile was supposed to be leading us in meditation, and I got an email from him just a little while ago that his internet is down. So I am pinch hitting in a very short period of time. So I always go back to my tried and true. I don't know if anybody knows Parker Palmer, but he's one of my favorite authors. And one of his books is called Let Your Life Speak. And one of the quotes that I love in this book is, before you tell your life what you intend to do with it, listen for what it intends to do. So we're going to think a little bit about today. And the picture that I picked was, this is on the rim of the Grand Canyon at sunrise, one of my favorite spots. And just being in nature is always one of my favorite things. So as we begin today, I just invite you to get comfortable, whatever that looks like for you. Start to become aware of your breath, breathing in and breathing out. It's taking this time for you. If you're comfortable, close your eyes, gaze gently down. And just again, pay attention to your breath as you breathe in and breathe out. Remember, there is nowhere else to be. There's nothing else to do. I invite you to come into this present moment, being right here and right now. Again, just focus on your breath a little bit and just continue to relax into your seated position, whatever that feels like for you. Maybe your hands are on your lap. Maybe your hands are by your side. Whatever is comfortable for you, whatever supports your practice. And again, just take some more breaths, just relax into being here today. Holidays are coming, a lot of people are feeling stressed. Finals are coming, students are stressed, staff and faculty on everyone has got just a little upgrade this year. So we're just gonna take this time and just do some gentle practice. So first, I want you just to check into with your body. So again, as always, you can do this anytime. Start at the top of your head. Just continue to breathe in and out at your pace. Maybe slowing down your breath just a little bit. Enjoying the pause between breathing in and breathing out. So as you stop the body scan, just move down your head down to your shoulders. And as always, just pause any place you might find any tension any tightness. Just breathe into that. And just continue to move down your right arm, down to your elbow, to your wrist, your hand, your fingers. Maybe move your fingers a little bit. Appreciate your fingers. They do a lot for us. They help us write. They help us type. They help us hold things. And then go back up to your shoulders and your neck. Go down your left side. And again, gently. Down to your elbow, to your wrist. And again, just checking in with your body. Pausing any place. Giving a little extra nourishment, nurturing to whatever might need that this morning. And then go back to your core. Move down the core of your body in the front, in the back. Where do you hold your attention? If you find it, again, pause there. And just breathe into it. Intentionally releasing any tension or stress or tightness. Appreciating your body for all it does for you. And then continue on down to your hips. Lift down your right leg. Down to your knee, your ankle. Wiggle those toes a little bit and just feel your body. Come into awareness of how your body is at this moment in time. And then come back up to your hips and move down your left leg. Down to your knee, your ankle. Again, down to your toes. Move them, just wiggle them a little bit if you feel comfortable. Shoes on or shoes off, doesn't matter. You can hopefully still move your toes a little bit. Again, just be grateful for all that your body does for you. So as I was thinking this morning about what to offer, gratitude has been something that I always think about this time of year. Our family Thanksgiving, we always go around and we talk about what we're grateful for. We often talk about what we're grateful for outside of us. We don't usually talk about what we're grateful for within us, our self-gratitude. So I want us to spend a little time this morning thinking about what are we grateful for about ourselves? What are the qualities about ourselves that we are grateful for? So what I want you to do is I want you to reflect on times in your life. You can pick any time, maybe do a scan through your life. And think about when you were in early childhood and then in school age. You were in adolescence. What were the qualities that you felt were really good qualities that you had, that you identify now in reflection? What are those qualities that helped you, that you think, oh yeah, I was good at that. I was grateful that I had that quality during that time in my life. And then think about college. We have so many people focused on college right now, I'm sure, on this call, all being staff of Iowa State University. So think about those college years, your adult years, your career, and come into the present. Think of all those times in your life. And what are the qualities that were inherent in you and helped you to make the most during each of those stages of your life? So do a kind of scan through your life. What were the qualities that really supported you? The qualities of yourself that today you can be grateful for. And after you've done that scan of your life, and maybe you're in your 20s and maybe you're in your 60s, somewhere in between, I want you to pick one. I want you to pick one quality that maybe has stood out in your life that has always been there for you. You've always been able to hold on to. What is that quality? One of the qualities I always think of in myself is I've always been a half full type of girl. I like to see the good, the positive. That quality has served me well in my life. So what is the quality that served you well in your life so far? Think about what a difference it has made to you in the years as your life has unfolded. And specifically think about how can you nurture that quality today in your current life, in this present moment, this time of challenges within our country, within our world. What kind of quality could help nurture some of the challenges you feel within yourself that you can hold on to, that positive quality that you can hold on to? What are those thoughts and feelings that might be coming up for you? Now, it's often hard to give ourselves positive feedback and think of what we're grateful for within ourselves. But it's an important practice to try. It's an important practice to keep. We often talk about self-care and overall well-being are the focuses that we promote. And this is one way that you can focus on that in yourself. And sometimes when you're a little too hard on yourself, as I know that I can be my own worst critic, it helps me to think about those qualities that I do bring to the world, that I can share with others, that I can be grateful for within myself. So what is that with you? I want you just to sit with that for a moment. What is that quality within you? How does it make you feel when you are doing that quality and it's bringing joy to your life and more than likely joy to others? So think about that quality. And again, I want you to think about what is that quality? And how can you bring it more into your everyday life? How can you be aware of it? Be grateful for it. We're coming to the end of our practice today. And so I want you just to kind of sit with that for a moment. Bring awareness back to your breath. Breathing in and out. Coming back into this moment, to this time. Being grateful for who you are and all the wonderful qualities that you bring to the earth. Those are your gifts that you give the rest of us. So as you're comfortable, I encourage you to gently start to open your eyes, come back to this present moment, stretch if you need to. Sometimes it feels really good to do a little stretch after a 15-minute practice. Thank you for being with us today. Remember to take care of yourself. Enjoy this beautiful day.